Back on the field Wednesday, and for the first time this offseason in helmets, the Broncos took the next few steps towards the Week 1 opener against the Ravens, which is now less than 16 weeks away. This week's OTAs serve as another opportunity for everyone, either new or on the team last season, to get more comfortable with new systems. And offensively, a more huddle-up style that will put a heavy emphasis on running the football, which wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders says is just fine.
It's different. It's a totally different setup. But I tell you what, the more and more I'm in it, just going against Akeem and Chris Nam today, just off the play action. I mean, they walked over to me and were like, man, you getting ready to have a good year, you know, because, you know, we can get the run game going and just use my vertical speed and on crossing routes and all these different combination of routes is based off the play action. And, I think the offense will be successful, especially with Peyton Manning at the helm.
Peyton Manning will go into 2015 with a third offensive coordinator in his four seasons in Denver, making this what he says a time to ask questions and a critical time to learn.
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, I think you try to get as, you know, comfortable as you possibly can, you know, with that coach that's calling the plays and, you know, meeting with them and, you know, talking to them out here on the practice field. And so, like I said, I'm spending, you know, a lot of time with with Rico and talking to him. And, you know, I know Coach Kubiak's going to, you know, be, you know, very involved in as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think as much time as you can spend time talking, just, you know, out here on the practice field after a play. You know, if you threw the ball to the tight end, you know, Rico says, hey, you know, just remember your back's going to be over there. Just little reminders. So, I love being coached. I get angry when I'm not coached. And so, I ask a lot of questions and certainly appreciate any insight and feedback. And I think if you ever, you know, stop listening to coaching or stopped asking questions, then you probably need to be, you know, doing something else. And so this is kind of what that time's for.
At Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.